I started playing baseball with T-ball, you know, just like my friends. And I was 13 when I was first told by my coach that he thought I should go play softball. He didn't want me on his baseball team. So I decided then I'd play forever. And at 16, I finally realized I wasn't going to be a Cleveland Indian, so I needed plan B, and that was I wanted to be a coach.
Yeah, so what did you do? I mean, you're in your teens. What was the road you followed to get to becoming a coach since you were being delegated or being told you can only play softball?
Oh, he told me he didn't want me on his team, but I didn't quit. So I played through high school and men's league and college fall ball. I kept playing. I never wanted to play softball. First of all, I played baseball growing up, so why would I suddenly want to change sports? Secondly, I'm also a pitcher, so that's also doesn't correlate at all. You know, even when people didn't want to give me the opportunity, I stuck around. But I did decide I wanted to coach. I like helping people become better at what they're trying to do, and here I am.
Yeah, I see we turned a lot of heads. I mean, how hard can you throw?
At what age?
Well, okay. Let's say college around that age, because you were still playing and doing something that other women weren't at that time.
Yeah, before I hurt my arm, I was throwing upper 70s. I went with the Silver Bullets, which was a pro women's team for a minute. I got hurt between Joe Negro, you know, pulling me over at the tryout to say I made the team, expect a phone call to going to spring training. And then I rehabbed my arm once I threw BP to major league teams.
Pretty exciting. So, yeah, how did that all come about? Were you getting to pitch BP to big leaguers?
Well, I asked. You know, I went around and I tried to make it happen. First, I talked to Joe Madden at the winter meetings, and he's like, well, maybe. Here's my email. And then my friend took me up to Billy Bean, and he said, hey, Joe Madden's going to let her throw. You know, how about the A's? And he took 5 seconds and said, yeah, let's do it. And then I went to the Indians, because I'm from Cleveland, and said, hey, I want to make history with you. And they got back to me really quickly, and I threw to 6 major league teams.
Who has impressed you the most of the big leaguers you've worked with?
Yeah, I mean, my goal was to throw 4-seam straight fastball at about 70 miles an hour. You know, I tried not to think about who I was throwing to. It was pretty funny with Coco Crisp with the A's when, you know, he whiffed one, and then he hit one out. And so he tweeted about that just because it was sort of fun. But obviously my goal is just to have them hit it and practice their hitting and get ready for the game, get their rhythm.
Did you get to chat with some of the players?
Yeah, Manny Ramirez and Sam Fold and, you know, Don Zimmer. Throwing to the Rays and Joe Madden was super fun, and he couldn't have been nicer. And those guys just were really right on message with what I was trying to do.
Well, you happen to be talking to a Cub fan, so you mentioned Joe and what the Cubs are doing now, and Don Zimmer, probably one of my lifelong favorite guys, because it's special in the minds of many Cub fans around here. What'd you chat about with Zimmer?
Oh, you know, he was really proud of his granddaughter. He was talking about that. Basically, just shooting the breeze, which when you're standing on the back of a BP watching big leaguers take, you know, their swings, it's just magical. That's all. It's just, the mundane is sort of magical.
So, okay, I don't want to focus entirely on your pitching. You have there's an organization, Baseball for All. Can you talk a bit about that and some of the goals you hope to reach?
Sure. I founded the nonprofit Baseball for All for girls who want to play baseball. You know, amazingly, like I was told 20 years ago that I should quit, there's still girls who are being told that they should not play this great game. And so we tell them they can. And we are running girls' tournaments all around the country of girls playing baseball.
How many have you recruited?
Well, we just held our second Nationals in San Francisco, so we've held 2 girls' baseball tournaments, the only real ones in the country, and now we're taking that message of empowerment and opportunities to different parks around the country.
Who's as an inspiration for you? Certain athletes that have really energized your game?
Yeah, I grew up without role models. I didn't have anyone to look up to. Yeah, I wanted to be Nolan Ryan or Oral Hershiser, but, you know, how realistic is that? I'm just, you know, fortunate to have a dad who never told me to quit and just keep on going. You know, the biggest inspiration is clearly my daughter, Jasmine, you know, and knowing that we're doing something for the next generation.
Does she want to play?
My daughter never wanted to play. But she learned that there's no gender boxes, that she can do anything she wants.
So what's your role with the Corn Belters? Talk about day-to-day, getting these guys ready for games, et cetera.
I came to the Corn Belters during their playoff push. Right now I'm coaching first base. I throw a little bit of BP. I have a PhD in sports psychology, so anytime that's helpful to the guys, you know, whether it's just in communicating or if they got a question, I bring that tool to the team.
You might be aware there's a show coming up on Fox called Pitch about a female pitcher, I believe, on the Padres. I mean, have you seen previews of that or wondering what maybe that might do for roles of women in baseball?
I think the show Pitch is going to inspire girls to try the game, and you know, as long as it does that, it's a win. It's going to be a win.
You have a favorite all-time player?
You know, I wanted to be Oral Hershiser, but obviously Jackie Robinson. You know, the toughest parts are getting the opportunities and then being able to hold it together when it's really difficult and people treat you poorly. And Jackie Robinson showed that he could play well in all of the adversity that they threw at him.